You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You can find instructions for almost anything on the internet. Want to learn how to knit? There's a channel for that. You want to learn how to put on makeup? Lots of how-tos on the web for that. So what about medical advice? Many doctors caution to be careful about what you see online when it comes to healthcare. But what if it was your local doctor online giving you some friendly advice?
I'm Dr. Eric Richardson, a board-certified family practice physician from the great state of Idaho. Now, you may be asking, why on earth would a doctor be putting his face out there on YouTube? And I'm actually asking that myself right now at this moment. But I guess the main reason is that over years, I've been increasingly disillusioned at the lack of easy, accessible information that's out there on the web for my patients. There's great information out there, but it's difficult to find out and know what to trust.
Dr. Eric Richardson is a family medicine physician at Salzer Health in Nampa. He tapes educational videos on YouTube under the title Family Med. He says his goal is to give accurate and practical health advice. And Dr. Richardson is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here today.
What a great idea. So tell me, though, how did you, you kind of mentioned it in that clip we played, but what made you decide, you know what, YouTube is the way to go?
I don't know if I was really thinking straight or not, but it was just one of those moments where over time, probably over the past year or so, I've been trying to think of ways that I could help my patients better, that I could explain certain things in a way. And unfortunately, in medicine, we don't have much time mm-hmm. with the patients anymore, and there's so much education that we can give, because that's what we do as doctors, we teach. And so I thought, well, why not just put stuff out there? I'm always talking about the same things over and over to patients, so why not start putting some stuff out there that I can refer my own patients to, and maybe it can help other people, too, to be able to learn a little bit more and make good decisions for themselves.
You know, you make a good point, because when you do have a doctor's visit, a lot of times, you're lucky to see the doctor for 10 or 15 minutes,
right.
And then you have to remember
exactly
what they told you.
Exactly.
So is that part of that, is you can actually maybe step-by-step explain something and someone can go home and refer to that?
That's a really big deal, actually, and I tell my patients all the time, especially when I give them a new diagnosis like diabetes or other things like that. It's a big thing, and it really, as I tell them this new diagnosis, they're really not thinking or listening a whole lot. And so to be able to say, you know what, for diet stuff, guess what? I tell them a little bit about it, but I want you to go back. I want you to review this. We're talking about it, give you the same kind of information. It just reinforces what we're doing and allows us, in that limited time that we have, still to make the best of it.
What's been the reaction from patients when you tell them, you know what, go on YouTube and watch that video?
Are you serious? It's been a thing. Because who's doing this? And why am I doing this? And sometimes I really wonder myself, why am I doing this? Because this is it's a lot of work. But it's a very positive reaction. They've really enjoyed it.
Well, because I would think, as we just talked about, when you can actually go back, so you don't even have to, call the doctor's office or something like that. You say, now, what did he say about X, Y, or Z? And that video is right there.
Exactly. And the other thing we're trying to do with it, too, is I have several videos going through talking about when should you actually go see the doctor?
Mm.
When you have that strep throat, was important to go see the doctor or not? Now, certainly this can't be direct medical advice to every person, but what kind of things should you think
mm-hmm.
about? What are the warning signs? What kind of things maybe are more important to be go seeing in? Or what kind of things maybe you can wait a few days and see?
So I know this. You started this specifically for your own patients. But with it being on a platform like YouTube, anyone has access
Absolutely,
to it.
Absolutely, sure.
So have you had responses, from people that are not your patients?
Absolutely. That's the nice thing about YouTube. It expands across the globe. So there's people from all over the country, all over the world, really, where that have responded.
I'm speaking with Dr. Eric Richardson. He is a family medicine physician at Salzer Health in Nampa. He tapes educational videos on YouTube under the title Family Med. And as you mentioned, you don't talk just about medical conditions. I want to play another clip right now from Family Med.
Healthcare is expensive. Let's just get it out there. It costs a lot, and we all know it. I have 5 kids myself, and even being a doctor, we're still spending a lot on our healthcare. You can't get away from all the costs, but there are some simple things that you can do. So in this video, I'm going to review 5 easy things that you and your family can do that could end up saving you a lot of money.
So that's a great piece of advice because
mm-hmm.
that goes even outside of the realm of, okay, do you have an ear infection? Do you have strep throat,
right.
diabetes? This is something that almost every family is struggling with,
Absolutely.
Is the cost of healthcare.
Absolutely. And so we find that there's simple things that you don't know that will come up to bite you. Okay, or ways that we can do different things that can help you save you money. Personal example: I just got a text from my brother-in-law. He's dealing with $1,000 bill from his insurance company, where he went to a doctor and they did his lab work unbeknownst to him in a non-network provider. And so now all of a sudden he's stuck with all his money. And so that's one of the things we talk about in this, is like when you know, you got to make sure that when things are done, and a lot of times that's out of your control, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you send somebody to a pathologist, or you take a biopsy of something, the doctor sends it to a pathologist. If that pathologist that they're sending it to that you have no control on whatsoever is not in your network, guess what? You're going to be stuck with that bill. And so just knowing simple things like this that you just may not know about, and all of a sudden until you get the bill in your hands mm-hmm. and have that heart attack because of it, it's important to know these things and proactively do things to avoid those kind of episodes.
And there's no way that in your daily medical practice can you sit down with a patient and give them the five how-tos on how to save some money on your medical bill.
Yeah, exactly. And we try. I mean, there's certain things when I'm giving a prescription. There's certain prescription right. discount things out there. There's things that we try to do, but absolutely. They're just not the time, right? You want to dedicate your time. You're there to see the doctor to talk about your doctor stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Your health stuff, and so not necessarily your finances. But so something like that I found was very helpful to help patients make some better decisions.
So how did you decide to kind of expand it then, just from your specific patients and what they're dealing with medically, to things like healthcare is expensive. Here are some things that you can work on with that.
Just because I see as a physician, I see the things that people are struggling with, and finance is a big thing. That's one of the hardest part of medicine, is being able to I can't just treat the patient. I have to treat the patient and figure out how they're going to be able to pay for what they treat. Mm. And so if we can treat the whole patient in that way, if we can see what they're able to afford or not afford, or find them at least simple ways that they can save money, then maybe they can afford that medication that I really do need them to be on.
And how do you pick the topics?
A lot of it goes to what I hear from my own patients, mm-hmm. What I see a lot, what kind of things are people going to the emergency room for. And also just kind of put your finger in the wind and see what kind of topics are out there. Okay. I was on an anniversary trip with my wife in Mexico, and she didn't like this as much, but the measles outbreak started out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so I thought, you know what? We got to do something on measles real quick. And so we talked about measles and what the immunizations and some important things in that topic. And so a lot of times you just kind of have to see what the important topics are out there and talk about it, so you can get more of a practical what kind of advice that you get from your own doctor.
So tell me about the setup then. I mean, are you just in your office at work, your home office? I mean, how did you set this up to do this?
So my first videos I just used in my bedroom, and they didn't turn out very well. The colors were pretty bad, and so if you go on and look at them, forgive me, the information's good, the video's not so much. And so I've learned over time, and so my son moved out of the house, and he
doesn't have a bedroom anymore.
He doesn't have a bedroom anymore. So using his desk, and took my diplomas and put them up there, put a little information there. So it's a little bit easier to do it at home, just because it does, doing it as an extra thing.
And about how often do you post a video, or does it depend, as you said, kind of on what's happening maybe in the world medically and things like that?
Yeah, more happens than what's going on in my personal life, honestly. It takes time. It takes time to be able to produce these things. But in the beginning, maybe once a week I was getting them out there. I've slowed down a little bit just because it does take a lot. So I'm like trying to at least a couple times a month have something mm-hmm. put out there to help.
Well, and what a great way to give good information, though, to people, and just to be able to refer back to it.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your time. And if you're interested in looking at these videos, remember it is on YouTube titled Family Med. I've been talking with Dr. Eric Richardson. He's a family medicine physician at Salzer Health in Nampa. As we mentioned, he tapes educational videos on YouTube under the title Family Med. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, so appreciate it. Up next, an honest and sometimes gritty look at domestic violence through the eyes of an Idaho woman who experienced it firsthand. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.